Radio Prague News.
The police president says Finance Minister Kalousek personally lobbied him over the CASA investigation. The Prime Minister calls a vote to strip former Defence Minister and MP Vlasta Parkanova of immunity the only logical step, and a former regional operation programme head is sentenced to 7.5 years in prison for corruption. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek spoke with Petr Lassy, President of the Czech Police Service, about the ongoing corruption investigation related to CASA military plane purchases in 2009. So claimed Petr Lassy on Thursday at a meeting of a parliamentary committee on security, saying that Kalousek had called him personally 3 times on July the 4th to complain about the police investigation related to colleague Vlasta Parkanova. Lassy also claimed that the Finance Minister issued threats for which he subsequently apologised. Recently, Prime Minister Petr Nečas warned his colleagues that efforts by politicians to interfere in public investigations will be treated by him as a sacking offence. Mr. Kalousek is already under fire for alleged lobbying of the police over their investigation of former Defence Minister Vlasta Parkanova. And Prime Minister Nečas called a decision on Wednesday by fellow MPs to strip former Defence Minister Vlasta Parkanova of her immunity, opening the way for prosecution, the only logical step. He also called on organs investigating Parkanova, who is suspected of abuse of public office and a breach of trust in connection with a questionable 3.5 billion crown purchase of CASA military transport planes while she served as Defence Minister in 2009, to carry out their duties effectively and in an impartial manner. But the PM also expressed concerns at the police service with regards to their investigation of Parkanova, saying that their methodology has left many unanswered questions. The motion to strip Parkanova of immunity was supported by 117 of the 176 MPs present, with 45 against. The PM was among those who voted for it. Ms. Parkanova has denied any wrongdoing. Since 1993, 18 MPs have been stripped of immunity at the request of the police, with the current parliament having given up a record 5. Petr Kušnierc, the former head of the Northwest Regional Operational Programme, was jailed for 7.5 years on Thursday by a court in the city of Ústí nad Labem. In addition to the sentence, Kušnierc was also fined £250,000 for corruption. Specifically, the ROP head was charged with seeking bribes of at least 1.7 million crowns per EU grant applicant. 3 accomplices of Kušnierc, as well as 3 grant applicants, were also found guilty of wrongdoing. The entire case began with a March 2011 raid on the ROP premises by the country's Organised Crime Detection Unit. The Czech government has approved a bipartisan proposal to rid legislators of lifelong immunity for prosecution for crimes committed while in office. The proposal is sponsored by Civic Democrat Lower House Chair Miroslava Němcová and her deputy Social Democrat Lubomír Zaorálek, as well as fellow deputy chair Vlasta Parkanová. The most recent attempt to amend the status of Czech politicians was rejected by the Senate in May of this year, after having been approved by the lower house. However, analysts say that this was more down to the absence of a large number of senators during that vote. The Senate is currently considering 2 similar sets of legislation dealing with immunity. A Civic Democrat plan that would only preserve immunity for parliamentary votes and speeches, and a Social Democrat plan for the complete ditching of immunity. The Senate is due to take up this issue later this month. Tram services have resumed along Prague's Evropská Street following an incident last Sunday in which part of the carriageway collapsed, creating a several-meter-wide crater. Presently, the resumed tram service will skip the station Hořoměřická, closest to the site of the incident, while a nearby bus station has been temporarily relocated. Initial speculation on the cause of the cave-in focused on work to extend the A-line of the Prague metro towards the city's main airport. However, experts soon dismissed this theory, instead speculating that recent strong rains had exposed caverns underneath the street. Road traffic is set to resume along Evropská on Friday around noon, according to local authorities. And now a quick look at the weather. Partially cloud weather will give way to some showers later in the day. Temperatures will be a relatively refreshing 20 degrees Celsius on average, with cooler weather to the west of the country as low as 16 degrees Celsius. And that's the news for now.